Okay, we are seeing the 54th verse, right? Is it not on?
Yes.
We are seeing the 54th verse, and he said that we do not recognize Atma and Deha as entities, Satya Mithya, or separate entities. We take it as one unit perception. And he is 54. And he is continuing that saying. Don't worry, he will fix it, figure it out. Okay, he says, Nahi, we are at this. No, Nahi, I am Deha, I am Atma, iti vivikta bhyam pratya bhyam dehatmano vrnatihi yata kashyat. He says, nobody sees it as this is the body, this is the Atma. This is my body, I am independent. Nobody sees it like that. Okay? Ate evaha mumukhyate lokaha Atma anatma vishye evam atma naivam atma iti. And how do you say that? Because, he says, there are a lot of opinions about the Atma. Atma is like this, Atma is not like that. If you look at the schools of thought available in the world, world forget in India itself. Okay. Atma is body only, Atma is mind, Atma is prana. No, Atma is independent, Atma survives death. Karma impregnates the Atma. No, no, karma doesn't affect the Atma. No, no, Atma is only bhokta. It is not a karta. No, no, Atma is both karta, bhokta. No, no, Atma is size of the body only. Angushta matram purusha. Kya kya bahut baat kar raha hai Atma ke bare mein? How can there be so many opinions? Do you have so many opinions about this is a book? Opinions? No, no, this is a rabbit. No, no, this is a frying pan. Nobody says that. This is a book, this is a book. Why? Pramana Siddham. It is established by your eyes, by a pramana, a means of knowledge called eyes, perception. The means of knowledge called perception establishes. How do you know the Atma? I am, you know. Correct. May who? That nobody doubts. But everyone says, "Main aisa kyon hoon, vaisa kyon hoon?" Someone was dancing to that. "Main aisa kyon hoon?" Correct. Everyone thinks. That means what? Lot of opinions about the same thing shows that there is very little knowledge there. The more opinions you have about something, the less the knowledge is there about it. Yeah. It's my perspective. Great. I want to know what is the perspective. Don't tell me your perspective, my perspective. This is Ganga. What is flying in front is Ganga. Kuch opinion is ke baare mein? No. Everyone knows it. That means knowledge is there. Yeah. And water is potable. Thoda muddy, it's a little bit muddy now, but the water is basically potable. Doubt, eh? Test it out. Finished. Clear. Whereas about the Atma, what happens? 1001 opinions. And everybody has an opinion. Call a man on the street. Who is not into Vedanta, forget, not into Vedanta, not into philosophy, not into anything. Who are you? Atma means I, no? Huh, that's another thing. Atma is translated as what? Atma is translated as I, okay? Not as the self, put capital self and small self and all that stuff. I. So who are you? You'll have an answer. You'll have an opinion. Bhagavan, I can. He'll have an opinion about that also. Is there a God? He'll have an opinion. What type of God? That also he'll have an opinion. or no, there is no God. That's also an opinion. All that shows what? Ignorance. That shows ignorance. The more the opinion, the more ignorance is there. There is gravity. Are there opinions about it? Forget human beings, even a monkey knows it. The monkey baby knows about gravity on birth. It doesn't know anything about 32 feet per second per second. But it knows it has to hold on to mama if it wants to survive. No two opinions about it. Can you see? Atma ke bare mein, everybody is a philosopher. Everybody has an opinion. That only shows adhyasaha asti. That's all it shows. Ajnanam asti. Ignorance is there. Therefore opinions come up. Okay? Evam atma naivam atma iti imam visesham ashratya uvacham. Keeping this in mind, I have said what? Naiva niyantum shakyamiti. Then you can't make a rule that only in what is completely evident you can have adhyasa. For adhyasa, things should be known and not known. You should know it at the same time, not clearly. Only then you will make a mistake. Total ignorance is bliss. In deep sleep, total ignorance, very blissful. Some people went through lots of it in the afternoon also, I can see. And when ignorance is total like that, it's completely blissful. And your opinions about who you are at that time? May I sub? Deep sleep. No. So if ignorance is bliss, there's no problems. But now you are awake. At the same time, I don't know what I am. I know I am, I know. What I am, I don't know. Therefore, natural to have opinions. Why? Because you are a thinking person. If you are a thinking person, you cannot say, I will keep an open mind. What do you mean, I will keep an open mind? You mean to say, you don't conclude? If you don't conclude, you can't function. There is a child in front of you, your child. How can you take care of the child unless you say, I am mama? Or I am papa or whatever. Or do you say, I don't know whether I am mama or not. Sometimes when I see the helicopter parenting, I wish they would say that. Phir thoda balance aa jayega. You have to conclude to function. Are you a teacher Vedanta? I don't know. I am Satyam Jnana Manantam Brahma. Very good. Monir Baba Vanke Bait Java. Correct? To do anything, you have to make a conclusion. It can be based on facts or it can be based on mere opinions. That opinions is what he is talking about as adhyasa. In a simpler way. Adhyasa. A concept of the self which is not the self. Okay? Now the student is raising another objection. Okay. Another objection. Nanu avidya adhyoropitam yatraya tat asa tatra drishtam yatha rajatam shuktikayam stano purushah rajvam sarpah akashe talamanirtvadi atyadi atyadi tatha dehatmanoho api nityameva nirantara avivikta pratyataya itra itra adhyaropena kritasya tad itra itra yoho नित्यमेव असत्त्वं स्यात् यथा शुक्तिकादिषु अविद्या अध्यारोपितानां रजतादीनां नित्यमेव अत्यंत असत्त्वं तद्विपरीतानां च विपरीतेषु तत्व देहात्मनोः अविद्येव इतर इतर अध्यारोपानां तत्रैवं सति देहात्मनोः असत्त्वं प्रजेत तच्च अनिष्टं वैनाशिकपक्षत्वात् अथ तद्विप्रियेण देह आत्मनि अविद्याया अध्यारोपितः देहस्य आत्मनि सति असत्त्वं प्रसज्येत तच्च अनिष्टं प्रत्यक्षादिविरोधान् तस्मात् देहात्मनौ न अविद्याया इतरेतरस्मिन् अध्यारोपितौ कथं तर्हि वंशतांभवत् नित्यसंयुक्तौ लाङ्ग् पूर्वक गुड् वन् therefore this is nanu nanu means objection no more avidya adhyarupam yatya yatra sat wherever there is an avidya aropitam meaning out of ignorance you are projecting something tat asad that is false that is not true that doesn't exist tatra drishtam that we have seen yatha rajatam shuktikaya I mistook a seashell to be a silver coin. Adhyasa of silver coin on seashell. Silver coin is what? Asat. Doesn't exist. Stano purushaha. I mistook a pillar to be a person standing there. Person doesn't exist. Rajvam, Rajvam sarpaha. On the rope, I imposed a snake. Snake doesn't exist. आकाशे तल मलिनतत्वादि इत्यादि तलिनम अलनत्वम इत्यादि ऑन आकाश आई इम्पोज्ड ए फॉर्म कर्वेचर होराइजन मलिनता आकाश इज क्लाउडी टुडे आकाश इज नॉट क्लाउडी देयर आर सम क्लाउड्स फ्लोटिंग अराउंड ओके तथा इन द सेम मैनर देह आत्मनः आरोपत नित्यं निरंतर अविवेक प्रत्यय ऑन द देह आत्मा इज इंपोज्ड बिकॉज आई से आई एम द बॉडी यू नो दिस इज मी देयरफॉर व्हाट निरंतर अविवित्त प्रत्यय हाउ डू यू से दैट बिकॉज यू योरसेल्फ सेड इट इज टेकन एज वन यूनिट परसेप्शन आई डोंट सी द आत्मा एंड देह एज सेपरेट आई टेक इट एज यूनिट परसेप्शन देयरफॉर ही सेज इतरेतर अध्यारोपण कृतस्य This is mutual superimposition one on the other. This is what we established earlier. Therefore, he says, Tad itaretra yoho nityameva asattvam syatha. It will become asattvam. Atma is imposed on the body. Atma is asatyam. Body is imposed on the atma. Body is asatyam. क्या गुरु तुम्हारा लॉजिक है योर लॉजिक गुरु ये आपके लॉजिक है अकॉर्डिंग टू योर लॉजिक दिस इज इट यू आर सेइंग बॉडी इज इंपोज ऑन द आत्मा देन बॉडी इज असत्यम आत्मा इज इंपोज ऑन द बॉडी बॉडी आत्मा इज असत्यम तस्माद् शून्यमेव शरणम शून्यमेव शरणम अहम शून्य मीनिंग आई डोंट एग्जिस्ट आई विश आई कुड एग्री विद दैट ओके नित्यमेव असत्त्वं स्यात् टोटली ऑलवेज ओके yatha is gives an example. Shuktikadishu avidyaropitanam rajatadinam nityameva atyanta sattvam. The silver that you put on the coin is nityam asattvam. Even when you saw it, it didn't exist. You saw it, but does it exist there? No. It is avabhasa, it's only an appearance. It is negated later. Avasanna bhasa, remember? Avamata bhasam, avasanna bhasam. Negated later. Meaning it is negated later, that's all. Avabhasa means that which is negated later. In simple terms. Negated later. Therefore, similarly he says, tad vipirita, namcha vipiriteshu. So similarly he says, tadvat dehatmanoho. Avidyaya itra itra adhyaropena kritasya. You are said that deha and atma mutual superimposition on each other. Therefore, what tatraeva sati, deha atmanoho asatvam prajayati. The atma that is imposed on the deva, deha should be asatvam nityam. Even if you feel there is an I, there should be no I. Tancha nashtam anishtam, that is not desirable by you. Why? It will become vainashika pakshatva. It will go into shunyavada. Atma shunyaha. Do you like it? That means you are saying, I don't exist. Unless you exist, how can you say, I don't exist? Correct? Unless I have a tongue, how can I say, I don't have a tongue? Otherwise, it will be like this astrologer I knew. Very good astrologer. Okay. Expert. Really, if any of you want to meet him, after you hear the story, I will take you to him. He is very good. You know? He has predicted a lot of people's death also. That's very difficult to predict. Time of death, etc. is not easy to predict. So this guy predicted. Sunday evening, 4 o'clock, he will die. So he called his family, etc. And 5 to 4, he lay down on his bed. Why? अभी जाने वाला है एंड द क्लॉक स्ट्रक 4 द ओल्ड ग्रैंडफादर क्लॉक डिंग डोंग एंड सो हिज फ्रेंड हैड आल्सो हर्ड ऑल दिस एंड हिज फ्रेंड वॉक्स इन थिंकिंग ओह माय गॉड इफ हिज गोइंग टू डाई एट लीस्ट आई एम ऑन टाइम लेट मी से माय गुड बाइज एंड द क्लॉक इज स्ट्राइकिंग एंड ही सेज हे चल आर यू देयर स्टिल I am not there, I am dead. Aise baat ho jayega. How can you say I am shunya? Because you are there, you are talking. How can I say I am shunya? It doesn't require any great epistemological thought to say all these things. To go into technicalities of epistemology are not simple. Unless I am there, I can't say I am shunya. And if I am there and I am saying I am shunya, what do I tell you?
What is there I can tell you?
Better keep quiet. Kuch mat bolo. Therefore, tanna anishtam. Okay, tad vipariyena. Okay, let it be the other way around. That atma is not superimposed on the body, is superimposed on the atma. Correct? The body is superimposed on that. Then he says, Atmani avidyaya adhyaroptam dehasya atmani sati asatvam prase. That means, when you know the atma, the body should disappear. Like when you know the rope, the snake disappears. That means nobody will want to study Vedanta. Why? The moment they know Tattvamasi bol diya na, book gone, body gone. That means there will be no wise person left to teach you. You'll have to be disembodied voices. You will have to look for ascended masters to teach you. Akashavani. Akashvani is all India radio, okay? Aur kuch Akashvani nahi hai. Gadbad hai na?
Correct, na? Look at the examples you are given me. He is deliberately giving those examples, not the Shankara Kutinda has given in different examples. I give different examples to preempt this doubt from coming up. If I can give, so put Shankara, okay? Yeah. So this is the condition. That's why he says, Tanna Nishtam Pratyakshadi Virodha. But that is not true. You are teaching me, I presume you are wise. I too presume, otherwise I wouldn't teach. If I was otherwise, I wouldn't teach. If I don't know, I won't teach. Something I don't know, I will never teach. That is done only in academics, academic circles. Oh, I wanted to learn this, therefore I taught it. I had professors coming and telling me this. I said, kidhar ka gadda aa gaya hai. I wanted to learn it, so I taught it. If I have to teach something, I have to master it before I teach it. Otherwise, I don't have the right to teach. I should have verified it before I can teach it. That's the meaning of the word acharya. Achinauti shastrartha. Who gathers the meaning of the shastra? Swayam acharan, following it himself, clear for him. Paran acharayati, makes others understand it. Yeah, that's the meaning of the word acharya. Therefore, here he says, you are there, body, your body is there very much. If you come and dash against me, you will feel the body. Yeah, hi. It is not an illusion or delusion that my body is sitting here. If you think this body is an illusion, you are under great delusion. Therefore, pratyakshadi virodat. It is opposed to pratyaksha. Perception. You are there. Body is there. Your body is not disappeared. Nor has any wise man's body disappeared before their prarabdha was over. So every person, Sadashiva Samarambham onwards, all the teachers who have gone before, all of their bodies were there for them to teach. Therefore, pratyakshadi virodha. That means what? That means tasma dehatmano na avidya itare tasmin adhyaropitam. It is not adhyasa, dehanatma. Then what? Katam tarhi. Ke vamsha tambhavat nitya samyuktatvat. Okay? Between pillars and bamboos. Old example. A house is to be made, olden days. Even now in Kerala, if you go and see the traditional tarwada, you will have pillars. After that, everything is woodwork. The whole thing is placed on the pillars. And it sits. It sits without shaking. In a Kerala rainy season storm. Therefore, the pillar supports the bamboo. The bamboo supports the wood, supports the pillar. Similarly, Atma and Deha have nitya connection, sambandha. Purvapaksha, don't write it as answer, okay? It's argument against Vedanta. The whole thing that I said up to now is argument against Vedanta. So, it is not because of adhyasa or erroneous perception or a mistake, it is connection. Therefore, you connect yourself with the Deha, that is called samsara. You disconnect with the Deha, that is moksha. What do you think? You are a railway wagon or what? Connect and disconnect. Okay. Now he's taken this argument seriously. When I said railway wagon, I'm dismissing the argument. Here he's answering the argument. Okay. Na Anitirtva, Paratvatva, Prasanga, Sanghatatva, Paratatvam, Anityatvam cha, Vamshatam da divat eva, Kimcha, Yastu, Paraihi dehena sampataha, Kalpita Atma, Sa Samhatatvat Parartaha, Tena Ansahataha, Paraha Anyaha, Nityaha Siddhatvat. He says, you will have two problems with that argument. One is called Anityatvam. Deha and Atma are two separate entities connected together, therefore both become finite. Let it be, let Atma be finite. What did he say in the beginning? If Atma was finite, I would not seek freedom from my finitude. Correct or not? What is natural to you, you accept. What is unnatural, you reject. Finitude, unhappiness, sorrow, etc. is alien to you. Therefore you reject it, you don't want it. Happiness, fulfillment, etc. You want to reject it? No, I'm very happy with it. What is alien you reject? Therefore, if it is anithyam, you wouldn't reject it. You'll be happy with it. Atma is anithya, huh? May anithyam. In fact, many people think that. All of them think that. And then what do? I want joy, I want fulfillment. But I am finite, then what do? I look for things which give me joy and fulfillment. I want to see new places. New holidays, new experiences, new relationships. Human life, in short. In short, human life. It's fine. Enjoy it. Enjoy it while it is there. Nobody is saying no to it. But it doesn't give you the fulfillment you are seeking. Most of you have experienced that, except a few youngsters here who may still have to experience that fulfillment doesn't come. If you are 35 plus and married, definitely you experienced it. I kept it gender neutral, remember that? Yeah. The father sends a message to his son. Enjoy the happiest day of your life. And the son replies, Dad, my wedding is tomorrow. That is why. Okay. I say, okay, I'm joking, okay? Don't think I'm against people getting married. I'm very happy when people get married. Whenever my students get married, I attend all of them. I even encourage my students to get married. If they're not married, that is. Why? I have another house to go, na? You say, how the bichandi? I was joking like this, and one young girl who was my student, and a very good student, who's getting married, comes and asks me, Swamiji, are you really against marriage? I said, no, I'm only joking about it. Nothing else. Okay, next joke will be about sannyasis. Joker, right? Half of them are jokers anyway. What's the big deal? No. One is anityam you will become. Another is parartatvam. Is a new article, okay? Sanghatatva parartvam. Sanghata means what? Something which is put together. Something joined together, something put together. Atma and Deha is put together. Now tell me, all these things are put together. No? The recorders, the phone, the Bluetooth, things are put together. Anything that an assemblage is meant for another conscious entity. The phone is meant for you or you are meant for the phone? Phone is an assemblage. Meant for you, na?
Yes.
Correct? Meant for you. Though sometimes the way I see people dealing with their phone, they think, I think they are meant for the phone. But that apart, that apart. Why am I putting in my pocket on this? The phone is meant for your convenience, assemblage. House put together, not for the sake of the house. This whole hall has been put together beautiful. For the sake of the hall or for our sake? So an Atma in Deha is put together. For whose sake? Atma in Deha is put together. Can't be for the combination. It has to be for something else. Any assembly is meant for someone else. Car put together. Meant for the owner. Correct? House meant for somebody else. Chair, table, cell phones, recorders, rockets, space stations, anything put together is meant for someone else. Powerful argument. You can't show me an exception. सोच लो एक्सेप्शन नहीं मिलेगा. Any assemblage is meant for someone else. And some your body is put together, na? Assembly. Correct. Meant for somebody else. Who? Me. Who? I. Correct. Atma na body combination nahi hai. Body is an assemblage. Correct. Put together. For whom? Deha Swami, the Swami of the Deha, the master of the body. Back to what I said in the morning, I don't feel I'm master of the body, that is a problem. Your life is such that you are led to the dictates of the body too much. Reverse it. Reverse it. Let the body listen to you, not you listen to the body. That is called master. That's important. Let the mind listen to you. You don't have to listen to the mind. Mind should be listening to you. That's called mastery. Chitta vritti nirodha. Mastery. Mind listens to me. Think, think. Shut up. Keep quiet. I'm thinking like this, like this, like this. Wrong thinking. Change. That's called mastery. If you have that, you'll know, correct, mind is meant for me, I am not meant for the mind. Yeah, all this is competency, karma, kaushala, which she's talking about, remember? I'm just connecting up this and that. Yeah, what she's complimentary, remember, we are taking complimentary class, this and that, connected. And Swamiji, your teaching then is an assemblage of two people putting things together, correct. For whose sake? Your sake. And not for my sake, okay? We put together, correct? Yeah, that doesn't, that rule is valid right through. Okay. Parartatuncha. Kimcha yasu parehi dehena. Okay. Yeah. Vamsha tambha diva diva, he says. He gives the same example, like a house meant for something else. यस्तु पर देहेन संहत कल्पित आत्मा स संहतत्वात् परातः. Therefore, if you take the body and Atma has been put together, then it should be meant for somebody else. हाँ समझे, ऐसे लगता है ये दुनिया बनाने वाला क्या दुनिया बना है, मेरे से खेलता है. As if God is responsible. क्या भगवान को और कुछ काम धंधा नहीं है क्या? मेरे से खेलने का ही काम धंधा है क्या? God has too many other things to do than to bother about putting me together and troubling me. Okay. Therefore, what? Tena amsa asamhataha paraha anyaha nitya siddhaha. Therefore, what? Atma is paraha other than the deha. Why? Because I say I and I use the body. I use the body to do what I want. Paraha anyaha nitya siddhatva. I am always there. Body is not me. Even if I lose a part of it, I am functional. Yeah. I don't want anybody to lose a part of the body, but this is a fact. Correct or not? You are not functional if you lose a part of the body. Your function may be compromised here and there. That's why God's creation is complete. You know? Proper function. You lost a part. A friend of mine, long, long ago, young girl, traveling from Bombay to Bangalore by bus, accident, lost her right hand. Young girl, 20-year-old girl, losing her right hand, big thing. And she phones up. Those days, cell phones were not there. So she phones up her father from the hospital. Says, Dad, I lost my right hand, but don't worry. I find I can write with my left hand. I sent my uncle a card. Greetings telegram I sent. She was going for the uncle's hand. I said, wow. What a girl. But that proves what? You are a whole person, whether you have a hand or you don't have a hand. Correct or not?
Yes.
You're a whole person. That's why nowadays we don't say disabled, we say differently. You know where I understood that long, long ago? In 82, December, with Puja Swamiji, a lot of Australians and Americans had come here. So for Christmas, there was a tree which has fallen down. We decorated the whole tree as Christmas tree. And on Christmas night, we had a campfire on the Ganges banks. Now it's flooded, you can't have. And we are boiling some nice cocoa, hot cocoa. Cold, December cold, yeah, nice hot cocoa, great. And it's coming up boils, so I was looking for a stick to pick up that can out of the fire. And my friend, an Australian gentleman, my Guru Bhai, he said, relax. He has lost one hand in an accident. And he wears claws. He just picked up that. This doesn't get burnt, no? Metal and claws. He picked it up again. Correct. Differently abled is correct. Because he could do what I couldn't do. For all that I am not the body, etc., I couldn't do that. Differently abled, see? That's all that is there. So it's correct. It's correct. Therefore, Atmaha is different. Nitya Siddhatva, this is. And it's Nitya Siddhatva. Atma has to be different from the body. Independent of the body. Body is dependent on the Atma. Atma is independent of the Nitya Siddha. Student is still not convinced. You also should have some doubts. Thoda still gadbade. What is that gadbade? Look at it. Tasya asanghatasya dehe deha matrataya adhyavopitatvena asatva anityatvadi dosha. दोषप्रसङ्गः भवति तत्र निरात्मकः देहः इति वैनाशिकपक्षः प्राप्तिदोषः स्यात्.
दट् मे बी ट्रू, यू हेव् सेड् इट् केनाट् बि एन् असेम्ब्लेज् इन् द बाडि एण्ड् आत्मा हेस् टु बि इन् द बाडि. ऐ एक्सेप्ट् दट्.
But if you say mutual superimposition, okay,
tasya asamhatasya dehe, deha which is unconnected now with atma,
because how can the deha be connected with the atma?
Deha is anitya, finite. Atma is nityam, infinite. Atma is satyam, deha is mithya.
So in satyam and mithya, what connection can be there? You know, in old Vedanta, village Vedanta, when I teach in village, there used to be this question asked, how do you tie a bald knee, a smooth knee, and a bald head together? Sambandha, kaisa ho sakta hai? Head is bald, no hair. Nothing to hold on to. Abhi thoda bhi bacha hai to khud se. And bald knee. How do you tie them both? You can't. Similarly, deha is asatya, mithya, atma is satyam. This is anityam, that is mithyam. What sambandha can he make? Therefore, it has to be only adhyaropa. All right, Baba. Therefore, dehe atman adhyaropatve. Atma will become what? Asatvam anityadi dosha prasanga bhavati. Why? Whatever is superimposed is mithya. Atma is superimposed on the body. Atma therefore becomes asatyam, like the snake, like the silver coin. Therefore what? Tatra niratmakaha deha. The body will become what? Niratmakaha. There is no atma. Therefore, either you will go into Shunyavada, Atma Shunyaha iti, or you will go into Dehev Atma. What do you say? I is only body. Because Atma is not there, no? Superimposed. If it is superimposed, Mithya, like the snake on the rope. What are you left with? Nothing. Either nothingness, Atma Shunyaha, or body alone is what you call Atma. And if body is Atma, ये सब वेदांत पढ़ के क्या फर्क पड़ना? कुछ नहीं फर्क पड़ना. खाओ पियो मजा करो और क्या करना है. ये साधु लोग सब भूलता है आत्मा आत्मा. कभी भंडारा में देखा है कैसा खा के पी के मजा कर रहा है? लुक एट द भंडारा टुमारो, यू विल सी हाउ द साधुस एंजॉय देम. देहेव आत्मा, खाओ पियो मजा करो. You will get into Charvaka philosophy, mechanical materialistic philosophy. Mechanical materialism is the Charvaka, the sophist in the Western philosophy. Sophistry. The word sophisticated has come from sophistry. Okay? So be careful if you call yourself sophisticated. Charvaka. What does it mean? Khao piyo maja karo, body is atma. यावत् जीवेत् सुखं जीवेत्, लॉन्ग एज़ ही विल लिव हैप्पीली. ऋणं कृत्वा घृतं बिभेत्, यू एंटर डेट आल्सो डजंट मैटर. व्हाई? भस्मी भूतस्य देहस्य, व्हेन द बॉडी इज रिड्यूस्ड टू एशेस, पुनरागमनं कुतः? हू इज देयर टू कम बैक? बट व्हाट अबाउट दिस लाइक? कीप डेट अवे ना. इफ यू हैव 5 लाख डेट, इट्स अ प्रॉब्लम. गेट 500 क्रोर्स डेट. Then you can get away with it. Vijay Malaya Bhat. Not always. That Mr. Roy got behind the bar for so long. Who bail in any of the time, poor man. And every time he deposits the bail, the High Court increases the bail amount. This is unfair. What is this? एक अमाउंट फिक्स करके बोलो ना, हमें देता है उसको. Therefore, as long as you can keep creditors away, you are fine. And if it gets too much of a problem for you, Ganga to hai. Deva Atma. Either one of the philosophies you'll be caught with. Atma Shunya or Deha Atma. Which do you want? Great student. Thinking. Yeah, this is a student's question to the teacher. As a question, I get to answer. Not what is karma? Don't ask me karma questions, okay? Both answer, yeah, karma. No. If you have a doubt serious about it, you can ask, okay? I'm all right. There's nothing like a silly question. The silly question is the one that you didn't ask. Okay? As long as you have a doubt, ask. This is Shankara writing. He himself is taking the position of both the student and the teacher when he is writing. That's why the arguments are so powerful. No student raises such powerful arguments. No student. I told you, no? From 1972 onwards, I have seen every batch that Pooja Swamiji has taken. Every batch that Pooja Swamiji has taken. 72 onwards, I have seen. None of us have raised such powerful arguments. Okay. Some personal sharing. My guru bhai is a student in the ashram. Would always tell me, no, you keep asking questions. Why? I had a habit of raising Purvabakshas. Argument against Vedanta. Mushta. We used to have discussion, you know. Sit down and discuss. Some point. So I had a habit, raise a doubt, you know. Stir up the pot a bit. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Then they always be confused, I have disappeared. Then they'll go and ask Swamiji, from where are you getting all these arguments? Then they finally say, Swamiji, this guy is responsible for it. Ah, I can understand that. Okay, that means validation. But even I couldn't think of these arguments. Another good person to raise arguments was my friend Uday. He would raise such good arguments that he himself couldn't answer. Then he had to go to Swamiji to answer. Sometimes he would come to me. That's okay. All right. Okay. Now here the teacher is answering that. Na swate eva atmanaha akashasyeva asatatvan abhigaman sarvena asanghataha sacha atmeti na niratmakaha dehadi sarvasya yatach akasham sarvena ahasamatam iti sarvam na nirakasham bhavati evam tasmat na vainashika pakshaha प्राप्ति दोषस्य ओके ही सेज स्वतेव आत्मनः आकाशस्य लाइक आकाश द आत्मा इज आल्सो अनकनेक्टेड विथ एवरीथिंग इंडिपेंडेंट ऑफ एवरीथिंग अभिगम वी एक्सेप्टेड एट द सेम टाइम सर्वेण असंहतः स आत्मा न निरात्मक देहादि दैट डजंट मेक द देह एक्सेट्रा निरात्मकम हैविंग नो आत्मा व्हाई ही सेज यथा आकाशम सर्व असंहत आकाश इज नॉट कनेक्टेड विद एवरीथिंग अनकनेक्टेड हाउ कैन यू टच द आकाश यू कॉन्ट टच आकाश इज अनकनेक्टेड विद एवरीथिंग असंग आकाश इज द बेस्ट एग्जाम्पल फॉर असंगत्व व्हाई ही सेज सर्वं न निराकाशं भवति दैट डजंट मीन देयर इज नो स्पेस एनीवेयर कैन यू से लुक एट इट We have created an adhyaropa about space here. Space is this lecture hall. Is it adhyasa or not adhyasa? Deliberate adhyasa. Correct? All pervading space now seems to be lecture hall space. Can you say because of that, but Akasha is all pervading, it, and you have superimposed Akasha on this building, therefore Akasha is Mithya? Akasha doesn't exist, can you say that? If you say that, there is a lot of Akasha where it should not be there. More than necessary Akasha is there. Correct? Now all pervading Akasha is superimposed on this room because you are saying there is so much of space. Correct or not? So because of, there is a superimposition of a lecture hall on Akasha and Akasha on the lecture hall. Okay. How much space is there in your lecture hall? Oh, about 200-250 students can sit here comfortably. 200 students can sit. More than that, thoda cramped ho jayega. Space will get cramped. Space will get cramped. Space is infinite. How can space get cramped? Space is aropitam in this lecture hall. Does that make space mithya? Because aropitam? No. Rising sun is mithya. Does it make the sun mithya? No, no. Sun is mithya meaning in this, within the example. Okay, within that example. So similarly he says, just because certain things are, Akasha is superimposed on certain things, doesn't mean Akasha becomes mithya. Similarly, he says, Tasma, Atma also is the same position. Atma is imposed on the body. That doesn't mean Atma mithya. Because really speaking, the Aham Pratyaya is imposed on the body. Really speaking, Aham Pratyaya is imposed on the body. Not the all-pervading Atma. Aham Pratyaya is imposed. The right thought is imposed on this body. Therefore, it doesn't make it mithya. Therefore, na vainashika praksha apati dosha. We are not talking about shunyavada here. It cannot become shunya. In fact, we are saying it is sarvam, is everything. Is all pervading. And like how the space aropam, atma aropam, no problem. Getting it? Or not getting it? Not getting it, tell me.
Why did I use the word nihilist, nihilist or
nihilist? Shunyava. I am nothing iti. Space is all pervading. That all pervading space you are superimposing on this room by saying there is so much of space here. Correct? So room is superimposed on space, space is superimposed in the room. Mutual superimposition. Does it make? Now look at it. Room is superimposed on space. It is mithya, all right. Room is mithya or satya? What is room?
Bricks.
I only see four walls. What room are you talking about? Four walls are there. Four walls makes a room. I have seen rooms with one wall. Circular room. How many sides does that have? Four sides? No. Inside outside, only two sides. So, room may be with you, all right. And Akasha is superimposed inside the room. Correct? Nahikana. Does it make Akasha with you? Akasha is Akasha. Asangaha, untouched by your room and everything. In fact, it allows your walls to be built. Why? Space is that which accommodates everything. There is a definition of space in Sanskrit. Akashaha avakasha pradatru. That which gives accommodation to everything is called space. Because space is matter. Space, yeah? Apparently limiting it, not really limiting it. Are we really limiting it? Yeah.
I mean, when we say that this, when we superimpose space on the roof,
correct,
that is limited space, because that's not space completely. That's just,
that is all pervading space which you are looking at through the walls of the room. Mm-hmm. Correct. So this is superimposition. It's not factual. Why? The walls do not cut off space. Space exists in and through the walls. In fact, what you call as wall, if you look at it atomically, 90% is space. Pure Aropa. What do you call space? Is pure. What do you call room? It's pure Adhyasa. Can you see the impact of what Adhyasa is? Look at it. See, that Adhyasa understanding is important. Youngsters, where are you going? Going shopping. Shopping for what? I'm going to buy some threads. Going to use that expression. Going to buy some threads. What threads? Meaning clothes. You are going to buy clothes. But then why are you saying threads? Clothes are nothing but threads, no? It's an American expression, yeah? I don't know if it's still valid. Yeah, may not be valid now anymore. Okay. It used to be there. I'm buying, going to buy some threads. Everyone used to understand. It's true, finally all this become threads only anyway. Because threads make up, no? The warp and the woof. The weft, as you call it. I like the sound of woof because it makes that sound of woof, woof. The warp and the woof make the thread. So similarly, what is cloth? Pure Adhyasa. Yeah. It's only threads. No? Anything in the world is like that. What is mithya? Something that exists depending upon something else. So this room space is dependent on all pervading space. That doesn't make space mithya, because space is imposed in the room. It only makes a room mithya, not space. So similarly, all pervading awareness, limitless consciousness, awareness, just because it's manifest as I or it's imposed on the I, doesn't become that person become mithya. I don't become mithya. Body is mithya, alright. Assemblage meant for me. Atma doesn't become mithya. Even though we say mutual superimposition. Okay, Atma doesn't become mithya. Because the whole of the Atma is not imposed on the body. Only existence and sentiency is imposed on them. Some quality is imposed. Quality doesn't have qualities. So I can't even use the word quality. Dharma adhyasa it is. Quality, even quality, as though it is a quality. It is simple. Therefore, Atma is Satyam in spite of the adhyasa. In fact, because of the adhyasa, Atma is Satyam. Because if the joining was real, Atma would become anitya minimum, finite. Sometimes I wish so, no? Priya Vedanta padhne ka zarur nahi padta tha. What we say in Bombay, no? Itna magashmari karne ka nahi padta. This is a Bombay expression, okay? Magajmari. Mata Kodi. If you think thinking is Magajmari or Mata Kodi, forget it. Kao piyo maja karo. Thinking.
Any other example other than space?
Only space. Only space. Wave and water and all you can say. Wave and water, you can see. You can only give examples like that. Where there is a touch of that infinity. similarity with that infinite. Other examples you can see. Unless we think and find out something. सोच लो
मिलेगा तो अच्छा ही
है. Are you getting this? What the whole thing is? Therefore, there is no way you can take it as this thing.
Then again, another big argument starts.
Big argument, which you will see next class. Over two words.